Welcome to another episode of Ultimate Key to Freedom, Questions, Answers, and Shares. It looks like we got two this week. Actually, one this week. Here's the first one. This is from Mark Hastings, who has completed day four, video four, so almost all the way through. Hi, Robert. It's Mark here from New Zealand. I have two questions for you. And by the way, you know part of my story, what's been going on from my emails. Things are changing for the better. Got to stop there, Mark, and say there's no such thing as for the better. That's just a story. I know it's easy to believe that it's true, you know, and no, it really did used to suck, and now it really is much better. But the opportunity on this path is to see that there is no better, there is no worse, there is no good, there is no bad, there is just what is appearing. And what is appearing, if you want to attach something to it, is always good, you know, so to speak. So continuing, things are changing for the better. And I do, by the way, I do know what you mean when you say that. And I understand and want to shine the light of truth on it. Things are changing for the better and have been for quite a while since going through being in truth and now ultimate freedom, exclamation point. So I thank you in advance as I can see that ultimate freedom is happening and your character has helped my characters in more ways than I can explain. Well, I'll just say, you know, I love hearing that, Mark. It's just a story, but at the same time, it's fun to hear that in the story, the teachings are having impact. I definitely enjoy hearing that when I hear it. I don't need it, but it's nice to hear, and I'm very happy to hear that. Anyway, I'm a little unclear regarding the pure raw experience when it comes to splitting from the story. There seems to be two viewpoints to this. My understanding is the pure raw experience is just what you see if you were taking a picture. I.e. two characters in a room talking, that's all. And the story is what they're talking about? Question mark? Well, there's two things, and I may jump ahead. Actually, let me see what you say about the second way here before I stop. And the second way that I think you talked about, I can't quite remember exactly, but it seemed at the time a bit of a contradiction to my example above. The pure raw experience can also be two characters in a room disagreeing about something, and the story is what they are disagreeing about. Okay, let me stop. There's story space and there's inner space. The pure raw experience, ultimately this will be clear to you beyond the shadow of a doubt, so to speak. But until that day happens, the most supportive way I have found, and there may be another one, is to say the pure raw experience in story space is what would a video camera pick up if you were filming it, recording it. See, if a video camera films two people, all it can show is, I'm going to make up some names here, John and Mary were sitting on a green couch in a room. John said this, then Mary said this. John said that, and then Mary said that. And then John said this, and Mary got up, slapped him in the face, and walked out of the room. That's what a camera would say. See, a camera doesn't say that they're fighting. A camera doesn't know that they're fighting. All a camera knows is they're sitting on a green sofa and John said this and then Mary said that's what you'd see on the videotape. The story about what the video camera recorded is the story. Oh, John and Mary are having a fight and Mary's feelings really got hurt and so she slapped him in the face and she stomped out and, you know, does never want to see him again. That relationship's over. John really screwed up this time. Boy, you know, we're done, you know, Mary saying as she stomped off. You know, all of that, all the interpretation, all the coloring, all the meaning, all the everything else, that's the story. The pure raw experience in story space is simply what would a video camera pick up? If there was a car accident, a video camera would see that a yellow car hit the side of a white car and a big dent appeared and, you know, whatever happened to the person that was in the cars, you know, and then the police came and, but there's no interpretation, there's no judgment, there's no embellishment, there's no, here's what one character was feeling and here's what another character was thinking, you know. Now, if the video camera picked up a character saying I'm really angry at you, then that's part of the pure raw experience that one character said to another character, I'm really angry at you. If a character said, I'm feeling really depressed, then the pure raw experience is a character said, I'm really depressed. But the video camera can't videotape what's going on in inner space. It doesn't really know what someone's feeling. If somebody didn't say, you hurt my feelings, a camera doesn't know that. If a person doesn't say, I'm depressed, the video camera looking at them can't say that. Now, you and I and other people could look at them and say, well, their body language, the look on their face, the way their shoulders are hunched over, whatever, they look like they're depressed, you know, but that's a story. The video camera wouldn't tell that story. The video camera would just say the person's shoulders were slouched, you know, and they were kind of looking down and whatever. No story, no interpretation, no judgment, no meaning assigned. It would just be the pure raw experience is just what is. And the best way to look at it is what would a camera see? And only what would a camera see? Because again, a camera can't interpret anything. A camera doesn't make up any stories. It just shows you what the lens saw, in a sense, you know? So that's the pure raw experience for story space. The pure raw experience for inner space is the same thing. It's what's actually appearing. Now imagine there is no such thing, but imagine there was some sort of a video camera, a camera that was capable of recording thoughts, whether they were pictures or they were videos or they were a voice talking. And it was capable of recording emotions, the movement of the waves of energy in inner space, and showing it, you know, was capable of recording the movement of energy that we call bodily sensations and showing it somehow, you know, like a waveform if you've ever seen. Like right now, I'm using an audio software and I'm looking at the screen, you know, and when I talk, I can see that it moves, you know, there's a waveform. Sometimes it goes up tall, sometimes it goes short, kind of like a heartbeat in a way too. Maybe you know what I mean, Mark, or other people listening. Imagine there was some sort of a recorder that could record what was happening in inner space. It's the same thing. The pure raw experience is what would this special camera record if it was recording inner space? So if you had a thought, and the thought was a picture of a flower, the video camera would show a picture of a flower, and that's it. If a thought appeared and it was a voice, and the voice said, "You're such an asshole, and I wish you'd stop talking to me that way," the camera would record a voice saying, "You're such an asshole, and I wish you'd stop treating me that way." But there'd be no story about that. The camera wouldn't know why it happened, why the character was saying that. The camera wouldn't know, you know, all it can say is a voice said da-da-da-da that in my head, you know, so to speak. That's the pure raw experience. A voice appeared in inner space and said these words, and that's it. Again, the metaphor would be, the analogy would be, what would the camera record? And if it was a video that appeared in inner space as a thought, then we get back to the same kind of a thing that we just did with something being filmed in story space. What's in the video? Two people, one said this to that, they're sitting on a green couch, one did this, one did that, but no meaning, no interpretation, no judgment, no extrapolation into what happened before or after or any of that kind of stuff. It's just what would be recorded. So, two characters in a room disagreeing about something, yes, disagreeing is a story. The camera would only show John said A and Mary said B. The camera wouldn't call that disagreeing. The camera would just say John said A and then Mary said B and then John said C and Mary said D. That's the pure raw experience. What's actually happening? No story about it. No judgment about it. Just what actually happened. It's not what they're disagreeing about. It's anything beyond what would be observed by a camera. If it's story space, what would be recorded? What's actually appearing? What are you actually seeing in inner space, so to speak? Hearing, feeling. Again, if if there's an emotion being felt, then there's a movement of energy, and the movement of energy may have certain characteristics. It may appear to be smooth. It may appear to be sharp. It may appear to be big. It may appear to be small. It may appear to be jagged and intense. It may appear to be light. You know, it may appear to be heavy. It may appear to be light. So it's a movement of energy that has certain characteristics. But it's just that. If you say depressed, angry, happy, excited, then you're taking that movement of energy, the pure raw experience, and you're calling it something, you're telling a story about it, you're going beyond what's actually appearing and adding something to what's actually appearing. So the pure raw experience is what appears first before the mind machine gets a hold of it and tells a story about it. And the best way to look at it until it just becomes crystal clear to you in your own experience is, what would a video camera record if it was watching something in story space? And what would an inner space recording camera record if it was recording something in inner space? Another way, again, to look at it, and sometimes it happens so fast that this can be harder, is what appeared first before the mind machine made up a story about it. Okay, continuing with Mark. So when you say, once the truth virus has done enough updating of the old data and new data is installed in the mind machine, true creative essence, which we all are, can start splitting the raw experience from the story, and we can see this. The emphasis on C can be that the story just drops away where it once used to appear or be a problem, so to speak. Is this what seeing is like? I realize it can be different for each character, but is this generally what can be experienced? Well, Mark, there's no rule or formula about this. Once seeing with a capital S is happening, then one of two things can happen. The pure raw experience can be observed, witnessed, whatever word you want to use. Neither word is perfect. And that's all that's seen or experienced. For example, in the way that Robert experiences emotions right now, Robert experiences them purely as movements of energy. And although talking to somebody, especially somebody that's not involved in the teachings, I might say angry or whatever just for practical purposes of discussion, my own experience on a day-to-day basis is I'm just aware of this almost constantly moving sea of energy that's called emotion that's constantly changing and changing its characteristics. But I don't hear anymore anger, happy, frustration, sad, depressed. This one feels good. This one feels bad. I just experience the energy. So that's an example of the story just dropping away and not being there at all. That's a possibility with appearances in inner space or appearances in story space. The other possibility is the pure raw experience appears and you notice it on its own, the pure raw experience. The story appears and you notice the story separate from the pure raw experience, and you notice them fuse together, bond together, and you're aware that da-da-da-da is now appearing, you know, this movement of energy that's called anger. But you don't feel angry. You're aware of the fact that there's a story running that says anger's present. And in this case, it may be hard to understand, but it's a similar kind of a thing. If you're reading a novel, you're reading a Harry Potter book, and Harry Potter says to another character, God, I am so angry about da-da-da-da. You're aware that anger is appearing in this story. You're aware that Harry appears to be angry in this story, but you, Mark, aren't angry. You may be feeling something, but you're aware that Harry's angry. You're aware that anger is appearing in the story, but you're also aware of the fact that it isn't you. You're not angry. And this again, may be confusing until you actually experience it, but those are the two possibilities. The other possibility would be, I said before, the pure raw experience appears and you notice that by itself. The story appears, you notice it by itself. Then you notice them combine. And then you're aware of the combination like you would be Harry Potter. The other possibility can be the pure raw experience and the story appear combined, and you're aware of the combination. You never saw the two component pieces separately or saw them merge. You just saw the combination, the bonding, the fusing. But then it's perceived, like I just said, as if you're aware that Harry Potter is angry. but you're not, and you know it's a story, and you know that a pure raw experience has been bonded with a story, and it's not really anger, it's just emotion, it's just energy, you know, and so these are the possibilities, and it, you know, it can rotate through these, you can consistently be in one or the other, it can be different in different appearances, but that's what happens. The most important thing is really seeing with a capital S that there are these two components. There is the pure raw experience that there's never anything wrong with. There's never a problem with. It never needs to be different than it is. It's never good or bad, positive or negative, pleasant or unpleasant. It's just what is. And that there's then this story, and the story gets bonded to the pure raw experience. And when they get bonded, it becomes a lie and an illusion and a story. And that drives the human experience and characters in certain ways. The most important thing is really seeing that that's what's going on. Once you see that with a capital S, you know that with a capital K, then it can appear, as I said, with the story or without the story, however, and it doesn't matter because you know the truth of it. You're in a truthful relationship with it. Continuing, my second question is, when I am looking from the viewpoint of behind my head, and again, that's just metaphorical. I used that as a reference point in the teaching so that when every time I put my hand behind my head, you all knew what I was talking about, you know. Through the window of true creative essence, which is my character, pure essence, or true self, so to speak, that when coming from this area behind the head through the window, my focus is from the back of my head. So what I'm asking is, it's just a feeling that I'm focusing from this viewpoint. Hard to put into words what I'm trying to say, but I think you know what I'm pointing at. No, and again, it isn't really from the back of your head. That was just a visual way of quickly referring to this. The window, the true creative essence window, doesn't really exist in a particular place, and it's not in a fixed location, and it's always in that same fixed location. It's a, as you say, it's very hard to explain. And it isn't really a window, you know, you're not really looking out through a little square opening that's showing you whatever. It's just a metaphor. What it really means is what I just said before, that you have a truthful relationship, a truthful perspective, capital T, capital P, on what's appearing in inner space or story space, which means in our discussion here that you're seeing that there's a pure raw experience. You're seeing that there's a story, if there is one, and you're seeing the truth of everything and you're experiencing everything in the way the true creative essence would, because true creative essence knows there's no such thing as depression. True creative essence knows I created this emotion, this movement of energy. I created this story. I bonded them together. And then I had people think that they're angry or depressed or whatever in phase one and phase two or whatever. True creative essence knows the truth. True creative essence knows no one's really getting hurt. Nothing's really happening. It's just a story playing out in consciousness. And so it's in a truthful relationship with everything that appears. And that's the opportunity. That, to me, is what ultimate freedom is to be in a truthful relationship. And you can't take this too literally because it's impossible for us to know, as I mentioned in the videos, what true creative essence's perspective with a capital P is on anything. So that's just a bit of a crutch, you know, to see it the way true creative essence would. It really just means being in a truthful relationship, seeing what's really going on, which, using our language here, is seeing what the pure raw experience is, and just being with that, if that's all that's appearing, or seeing that there's a pure raw experience and there's a story, and the story's made up, and it's not true, it's just a story. A lie, an illusion, a story. It's being bonded to the pure raw experience so that now the pure raw experience is being lied about and being experienced in a distorted way, so to speak. That's really all it means to be seeing through the true creative essence window in the back of the head. Again, those were just metaphors and pointers to just be able to refer to it. I could have just as easily, instead of putting my hand behind my head, I could have easily just taken my fingers in front of me and drawn a square. And every time I like the shape of a window in space, you know, and that would have been the way I referred to it. I just spontaneously did it because in the diagram that I showed, you know, the colorful diagram, there was the appearances and then kind of behind them was the personalities and then kind of behind them was the real you. And so it was almost like they were stacked in space front to back. And so I just continued that kind of a focus and a metaphor, but it wasn't meant to be taken literally. All right, that's the first question. Let's see the second. This is also from Mark Hastings. Mark wants us to watch a video and then comment on it, so I'm not going to do that right now. I will take a look at the video and see if there's something that I want to share with it. Actually, this was addressed to Nancy, not me. So we're done for this week. Thank you, Mark. And I'll look forward to whatever our next forum of contact is. And on that note, I'll say bye-bye for now.